My guest today is Madeline Manning Mims, outstanding former U.S. women's track and field runner, participated in four Olympic Games, 1968, 72, 76, 1980. Madeline, thanks for being on Sharing the Victory with us today.
Oh, you're so welcome. This is a privilege.
What a legacy that you leave in the world of track and field, Madeline. You came out of Cleveland, Ohio. I've heard you say before you discovered as a youngster through the president's physical fitness council that right. You had some level of athletic ability, in fact, quite a level of athletic ability to go on and do some amazing things. But Jesus Christ impacted your life as a young girl through sports. And how does that affect you today and what you do in your ministry? Kind of just tie that up for us, because you have really kind of launched off and you're actually going to school in the area of sports chaplaincy. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about what God's done with that in your life?
Oh boy, that's a long journey. That's a road that I had no idea that the Lord wanted me to come down. But part of being a part of the teams, I was chosen as captain of the three out of four Olympic teams that I was on, and didn't realize that God was preparing me to be a chaplain while I was being a captain and just being a servant to the athletes, being there for them, counseling with them, holding Bible studies with them, loving them, encouraging them, being a gopher, just serving, you know. Mm-hmm. It began to develop a trend inside of me that wanted to do this more and more, and didn't realize there was an opportunity to do this as a chaplain to the Olympic team. 1988 was the very first official international chaplains program for the Olympic Games in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And they began to choose different ones. There were 27 Protestant chaplains, 25 men and two ladies, one lady from Sweden who spoke about 9 languages, and me. And I was the only one on that team that was an Olympian that had that type of experience. So I had a chance to minister to the other sports chaplains to let them know what it was like to have a mindset of an Olympic athlete and how to serve them. From that, I was chosen for the next 5 games and served in that capacity. It was amazing to me to find myself in that place, because it was so comfortable for me to be there, because this was my environment. This was my world. This is what God created me to do and to be, and I understood it very well, and I could pass that on to other chaplains. The other thing that I had opportunity to do in that was take some of the athletes who were Christian athletes who wanted to minister out in the community and help them to reach out and have opportunity to share their faith with the community that they were in. I set up times for them to go into prisons, to go to boys and girls schools, to go to different churches. I was a part of, you know, involving them in outreach. So not only was I giving into the athletes, but I was making opportunities avail to them where they could also minister to and give out to others.
Hmm.
It's been a long road, about 26 years now, that I've been involved in sports chaplaincy. And I feel like the Lord decided that, okay, if you would bring this vision into the earth to develop a program, I'll do it for you. So I was like, oh dear, this is too big for me, but God always gives us something too large for us, because he's going to do it. And one of the things he did is he sent me back to school. I'm in school now at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, working to finish up my Master of Divinity, and I'll go directly into a doctoral program on sports chaplaincy, which there is no such thing, so that means I have to develop it. And in developing it, it's going to really help my organization, the United States Council for Sports Chaplaincy, to be recognized as a formidable ministry and organization to help and work with sports chaplains of all levels.
Hmm. We're talking to Madeline Manning Mims, an outstanding former U.S. women's track and field runner. And Madeline, you've been talking a lot about sports chaplaincy, and that seems to be, you know, I can sense the urgency in your voice. I can see your spirit pick up. I mean, it seems like God DNA'd and chromosomed you up for that. And he's given you certainly the experiences in the Olympiad, the number of Olympic Games that you've been a part of, and, of course, your intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But tell us a little bit about the internal makeup of a high-class athlete like that. I mean, we're not just talking about your recreational athlete. We're talking about a person who's devoted their entire life, and to be at a skill level like that and to perform in front of the world with everybody watching and all of the political strings that are attached to that. I mean, there's huge pressure on these athletes. What are some of the issues that you deal with interpersonally with these athletes as a sports chaplain?
Well, one of the major things that is probably overlooked is that these athletes who are extremely gifted and become the artistic viewpoint for a person who is sitting in the stands to watch, they're also normal people that have normal situations going on in their lives at the same time they have to produce at this high level. The difference is that they're under a microscope for everybody to see. Their lives are just exposed. I do a lot of counseling and listening because they are going through a lot to be able to compete at this level and keep a saneness about themselves. Mm-hmm. You are very self-indulged because you have to be. You won't be there if you aren't. You have to look at your sport at that time being the focal point of your existence. That comes in strongly with your faith. You have to understand that you were created to do what you are doing and to understand that you are beautifully and wonderfully made and that you know right well because of what God has done. And in connecting your relationship of faith in God with what is going on in your athletic career is so important to your success and your actual production before the world. In other words, you can't go down and reach into the crevices of your extremity and pull up nothing and do something with it. You have to pull up something, and hopefully that is your faith and that your faith is strong. And so what we are there to do as sports chaplains is to impact that faith and edify them and help them to understand you're doing exactly what you were born to do. God planned it this way. You're here because you're supposed to be here. And now what you want to do is give it everything you got and produce that and then give God the glory.
Madeline, wow, what a ministry that is. Have you run across non-Christian athletes who show up at these chapels and so forth and have an opportunity to lead them to Christ, even one-on-one opportunities?
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time. The major thing with a sports chaplain's position is pastoral. It is not evangelistic. And so what you do is you impact the Christian athlete, and they become the evangelist. And a lot of times they will bring people to you to talk, you know, like, here, sit down and talk to Miss Madeline. She knows all about, you know, all this stuff. And it's a fun thing to just listen and be sensitive and find out where they are, where their walk is. And usually a lot of times athletes are bargaining with God, you know, if you do this for me, I'll serve you, and then they forget about them. But to help them understand that they are loved, not for what they do, but for who they are. And to help them see that Christ died, rose again, gave you an opportunity for eternal life, but he also created you, and that's why you're here. It's a wonderful opportunity to just share a lot of love. God's love is powerful. You know, we don't have to beat people over the head and make them feel guilty and condemned and that type of thing. Yes, there is a hell. You better believe it. But that's not what gets people to come to Christ. It's his love. And if we know how powerful his love is, then we won't have to trust ourselves to try to convince somebody to think like we think.
Well, Madeline Manning Mims, you've reminded us in a big way about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just want to thank you for allowing God to use you and take you places all over the world. And man, he's got a tremendous ministry. And you know what? That's available for every single one of us. It's not just you. It's for all of us in whatever specific design that he's created for us. And he's clearly designed you for track and field and the sports chaplaincy and everything that's gone with it. Thank you for so accurately and inspirationally reminding us of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, it's an honor and a privilege to serve Jesus, and thank you for the opportunity allowing me to share.
Our guest today, Madeline Manning Mims, outstanding former U.S. women's track and field pioneer, four-time Olympian, blessing us and reminding us of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.